Is from Psalm 49, and that can be found on page 567 in the Church Bibles. That's Psalm 49, page 567. To the choirmaster, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom. The meditation of my heart shall be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will solve my riddle to the music of the lyre. Why should I fear in times of trouble, when the iniquity of those who cheat me surrounds me, those who trust in their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches? Truly no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life. For the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice that he should live on forever and never see the pit. For he sees that even the wise die, the fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling places to all generations, though they called lands by their own names. Man in his pomp will not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the path of those who have foolish confidence. Yet after them, people approve of their boasts. Like sheep, they are appointed for Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning. Their form shall be consumed in Sheol with no place to dwell. But God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me, Selah. Be not afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house increases. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not go down after him. For though while he lives, he counts himself blessed, and though you get praise when you do well for yourself, his soul will go to the generation of his fathers. He will never again see light. Man in his pomp, yet without understanding, is like the beasts that perish.
Good evening. It'd be a great help to keep Psalm 49 open in front of you as we spend some time this evening considering God's word to us. But as we begin, let me pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you have not left us to our own way to you to figure out what you are like and how to live in the world that you have made, but you have spoken to us through the Bible. So we ask now that as we turn to this, the word of the Lord, we would come to know better and love more the Lord of the word. Amen. So how do you feel about the rich and powerful, I wonder? Perhaps you admire them. They've made it. They've overcome the odds. They've risen to the top. And they have all those things you could only dream of. They have influence and followers. How they have fancy holidays and dream homes. They appear to have security, savings for the future, no worries about increasing costs. The list goes on, doesn't it? On the other hand, perhaps you're wary of them. You see them as global elites who infiltrate and penetrate and manipulate governments to their own ends. They lead people astray. They run the big tech platforms that have unwanted influence over our children and our media. They're bullies, aren't they? Wielding their power for their own sake, for their own names, at the expense of the innocent who stand in their way. Well, the psalmist, as he writes, and as those Israelites join in singing, the psalm of Psalm 49 has a lot to say about the rich and powerful. And first up, he starts by making sure that we're all paying attention. Listen up, he says. Everyone, listen. If you're old or young, listen. If you're healthy or sick, pay attention. If you're a somebody or think you're a nobody, listen up. Verses 1 to 4. Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom. The meditation of my heart shall be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will solve my riddle to the music of the lyre. So I hope that we're listening. Why is it that the writer is so keen that you listen? Because there's a chance you might learn something. He has learned something. He has something he wants to share. He's been looking and listening, seeking wisdom. And he says, don't be a fool. Listen up. Get some wisdom. And what does he want to say? I think, to begin with, the rich and the powerful, like everyone else, will die. The rich and the powerful, like everyone else, will die. You're going to die. I'm going to die. We're all going to die. Those we admire, those who we look up to, they're going to die. Those who trouble us, those we fear, well, they're going to die too. And this seems to be the overarching message of Psalm 49. Now, I appreciate in our culture, it's not often perhaps that we think about death, at least for not too long, at least not for 20 minutes on a Sunday evening, on a sunny day. But in this time and culture, in this place where perhaps we don't even see death, this message may appear shocking. It might feel callous or impolite. But the psalmist says, listening to this message is how we get wise. And he isn't alone. Elsewhere in the Bible, we see this same refrain, that it is foolish to ignore death, and accepting it can bring wisdom. If you want to be wise, the psalmist says, if you want an answer to death and life, first acknowledge that death is the end of us all. Verse 5. Why should I fear in times of trouble when the iniquity of those who cheat me surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the abundance of their riches. Truly no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life. For the ransom of his life is costly and can never suffice that he should live on forever and never see the pit. For he sees that even the wise die. The fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others. Everyone is going to die, even the rich and the powerful, even those who strike fear into you for one reason or another. The psalmist says, don't give them too much credence, because their end is the same as yours, and it's the same as the most foolish and powerless person. Now, it's been said that wealth is power in liquid form. If you're wealthy, that is, you can make things happen. And we may have experienced that on a small scale. If you've got a little bit of money, you can, with a few clicks, have food from almost anywhere in the world delivered fresh and hot to your door. It's already cooked, and there's no washing up. On a large scale, you can buy a holiday home and jet off to that dream location whenever you fancy. And on the meta scale, you can join the global elite and influence policy, even in countries you don't live in. And we see often, don't we, when the wealthy get in trouble, they assume that their wealth will get them out of it. The best lawyers, the best arguments, the best media campaigns. What does it cost to get out of this, they say. Even if they don't use those words, their actions speak louder. And very often it works. And maybe we're tempted to think that a little bit more wealth, a little bit more power, that is where security is found. But the psalmist says, even Elon Musk, the world's wealthiest man, with his own collection of rockets to take him to, well, not really anywhere, can't buy lasting security. Because he can't buy off death, not for himself, not for you, and not for anybody else. Verse 7. Truly no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life. For the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice, that he should live on forever and never see the pit. So the rich and the powerful may appear to have security. They may appear to have less to worry about, but the grave is inescapable. The psalmist just keeps on going. The great and the wise die. The foolish and the stupid die. Even if you're successful enough to have a country named after you, it won't help in the long run. When you die, eventually someone will rename it. Go home and try and find Rhodesia on a map. Verse 10. For he sees that even the wise die. The fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling places to all generations. Though they call lands by their own names, man in his pomp will not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the path of those who have foolish confidence. Yet after them, people approve of their boasts. The one who parades their great wealth and power before others, those who frequently fill TV screens for good or ill, at the end of the day, they're no better off than the sheep and cows you passed in the fields on your Sunday afternoon walk. They end up dead in the ground. And yet, strangely, those who watch still hold them as great and impressive. They and many others live with the foolish notion that somehow they'll be different. They have this idea that it won't happen to them, but it will. Perhaps they live in fantastic mansions with bedrooms to spare, endless grounds, tennis courts, and swimming pools. But in the end, no one will need more space than a 6 foot by 2 foot by 6 foot deep hole in the ground and a wooden box. Sheol, the grave, is the final destination on the journey of life, says the psalmist. Like sheep, they are appointed for Sheol. Death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning, and their form shall be consumed in Sheol, with no place to dwell. Because the rich and the powerful, like everyone else, will die. So don't admire them too much. Don't think that perhaps the answers to life lie in the next pay rise, the next promotion. Don't believe the nonsense that somehow making it on YouTube or being a TikTok icon will solve your problems. No amount of wealth or fame or followers can help you from the inevitable end point. Additionally, because the rich and powerful are all die, the psalmist says, don't fear them. We don't need to fear them. Verse 16. Be not afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house increases. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not go down after him. For though while he lives, he counts himself as blessed, and though you get praise when you do well for yourself, his soul will go down to the generation of his fathers, who will never again see light. It can be all too easy, can't it, to get caught up in the narrative of fear and worry of so much of what the media portrays and tells us about day by day. There are forces at work far too large for us to do anything about. They threaten everything we hold dear to us, whether it's leaders going to war and expanding their borders, factions of unnamed, masked men carrying out terrorism, self-appointed elites striving for some sort of singlist, globalist agenda. The psalmist says, do not be afraid. Not because their power isn't real, not because they don't do real harm. No, because they are infinite, they are finite. Their time and power are limited. They will die. They will go down to the ground and take nothing with them. And all of us, too, will die. The psalmist keeps making this comparison between the rich and the powerful and everyone else, the fool and the wise. We don't know when, but there is a boundary and it will happen. It's inescapable. It will happen to you. Now, this is the big theme of Psalm 49, that the rich and the powerful, like everyone else, will die. Do not fear them. Do not look up to them. Instead, learn from their fate, from their end. But it's not all the psalmist has to say. Look at verse 15. Words that have been described as a mountaintop of hope. God can rescue from death. Verse 15. But God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol. He will receive me. The psalmist has a hope that God is the answer to Sheol, to the grave. God is the answer. He can rescue. The psalmist has seen clearly that everyone dies and no one can buy themselves out. Yet here he clearly declares that there is some way to overcome the grave, to overcome death. And we've sung about it, haven't we? God offers the ransom, says the psalmist. But how? Well, today, as those who live this side of the cross, we have an even fuller answer than the psalmist. The answer is Jesus. For verse 15 are words that Jesus knew to be true. In fact, Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of this psalm. He is the one who can sing it. He knew that seemingly rich and powerful men would ensnare him. He knew that they would falsely accuse him, oversee a phony trial, and order that he be executed. Yet he also knew that he was fully in control. He said, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." Jesus knew that God would ransom his soul from the power of the grave. He knew that though he were laying down his own life, though he would be put in a rich man's tomb, he would take his life back up again. And we know, don't we, that Herod is dead, Pilate is dead, the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees are dead. However, Jesus is alive. He climbed out of the grave and he lives on today, ruling and reigning from heaven. He is the one who overcame death. And he too is the one who offers to be the ransom for our lives, to ransom us from the grave. He said as much to his followers. Maybe you remember our Easter holiday club memory verse, that King Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus Jesus did what no one else can do. He has overcome death, not by paying off God with enough money, but by dying our death for us. And he says we can join the psalmist in this wonderful assurance of verse 15, of God rescuing us from the grave. We can receive this gift of being ransomed. But how? Well, again, Jesus tells us when he's speaking to his disciples in Matthew 16 about his death and about how his disciples must follow after him. He says they must walk in his way. They must give up everything else that would stop them following after him. He picks up on the words and the themes and the idea of this very psalm. He says, what good is it to gain everything and yet forfeit your soul? Why instead not give up everything and have your soul ransomed? It is better, Jesus says, to give up the world's best. Give up on ambitions of fame and fortune. Give up on wealth and so-called financial security. Because whilst it may be a temporary fix to some of your problems, it can't help you with the one certainty, your own death. This is what we all need to understand. This is the understanding the psalmist ends with. Verse 20. Man in his pomp, yet without understanding, is like the beast that perish. Having the parades and the power, having the fame and the followers, is all complete nonsense when it comes at the expense of understanding that death is coming. And Jesus offers the only way out. The rich and the powerful, like everyone else, will die. Do not fear them. Do not look up to them. Instead, learn from their fate and know that only Jesus can save from death. Amen. Let's pray again. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us. We pray that the truths from Psalm 49 would penetrate our hearts. We pray that you would go on reminding us of the truths that this life will not go on forever, and that Jesus provides the only rescue from death. Amen.